attention.
Hello, hello, hello. This is 3D or 2D.com's The 3D Show.
Season 2, now twice as sexy.
Put on your 3D glasses now.
And if you're wondering what the 3Ds are in The 3D Show, well, they stand for discussion, debate, and the news. I do hope you enjoyed the show. The show, get it?
Duh.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. 3D Wiggle provides software that lets you convert your 3D images into 3D GIFs and or movies that you can easily share on Facebook or Twitter. We have a 20% off coupon in the link in the description, and we also have deals from Amazon, and we also have a Patreon. So please click in the description to get more info.
All right, welcome to episode 68 of The 3D Show, version 2.
Yes, we lost the first one.
So we originally recorded this about 2 weeks ago, and I did not record correctly, and it looks like I'm recording correctly now.
Looks yes. Like.
So we have a pretty good amount of topics here. Mm-hmm. What do you want to start with?
Well, this is kind of old news. Like, this is from a while ago, but since we mentioned it a couple shows ago, like, and I mean like a lot of shows ago, we said that The Croods 2 was canceled, so it's coming out in 2020 now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd give an update for everyone.
Croods, more Croods, huh? I just don't really care. I mean, the first one was fine. It just wasn't anything memorable. It was better than I thought, but
no one cares, sadly.
Like, I don't remember any memes coming out of that. I don't remember any people like, oh my god, this is the best movie. It just, like, existed, and then it just went away, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to something less depressing. Let's talk about Hotel Transylvania 3. Did you see the trailer for this, James?
No, I didn't. So, did you see it?
I saw a trailer, and I saw the previous two movies. And the first one I will defend and say this is a pretty good movie. It worked for what it was. And, you know, it's good to see Adam Sandler not be totally a zany Adam Sandler. And if he is zany, at least it's a cartoon, so it works. And the story seemed original and different. And it was fun. The second one, however, felt like a sequel.
Yeah, it wasn't as good, right?
No. It just kind of rushed that her daughter, the Dracula, was getting married and had kids. And, like, it happened so quickly. And it was just this bunch of stupid skits. And apparently the rest of the world not only knows about monsters, they're totally fine with it. And it's just really kind of, I don't know, pointless of a movie. And it just lazy filmmaking and just a bad movie. So when they were talking about a third one, I was like, oh, of course they are. Of course they're making this because they need to make more of these because it's profitable.
More money.
More money. Exactly. And this one, Dracula and his crew decide to take a vacation on a cruise. Instead of being in Transylvania. So, you know that cliche when, well, you gotta take the characters out of their main setting and put them in another setting. And look how goofy they are, you know, on the beach when they're not supposed to be on the beach, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of crap. And
yeah, it's on a cruise this time.
On a cruise. And this cruise, is the captain of the ship is a woman, and the woman is from the Van Helsing tribe, which, are you aware of the Van Helsing versus Dracula thing?
Yes.
The, so that's the twist.
Yeah. Yeah, the vampire hunters.
So, that's the twist, and will Count Dracula and his monster friends survive this boat, or this cruise?
Probably.
Yeah, it just looks lazy and crappy and stupid.
I mean, it seems like they... I mean, at least they were trying to put it in a different, you know, location, I guess.
So, yeah. Let's just keep going. Let's move yep. on. So, we got a character reveal for, the next main villain for the next Wonder Woman movie. And that character is the Cheetah. Now, what do you know about Cheetah?
Okay, well, from what I read about her, she, at least in the newest version of her storyline, which was made in like 2016, she was an archaeologist who knew Wonder Woman. She was one of the first people who met her when she came to the real world after she left Themyscira. But it through a curse, she basically became a humanoid like cheetah, basically. Like, there was some god or some deity put a curse on her for, I guess, going where she wasn't supposed to go or something. Mm-hmm. And she transformed into that, so.
And she basically has a lot of magical abilities, kind of like she's fast.
Yeah,
like Cheetah.
Yeah.
She scratches. Mm-hmm. She has a ability
to Yep, and she's been a villain of Wonder Woman for a very long time.
And they actually cast this character. The director has confirmed that Kristen Wiig is going to be Cheetah. Do you remember Kristen Wiig, James?
Hmm.
She was one of your favorite Ghostbusters.
Oh.
The blonde one that's really skinny.
Oh. Well... I mean, that's kind of what she looks like, to be fair. Like, realistically, like if you look at the comic book, that's kind of what at least the human version of Cheetah looks like.
So, I kind of just worry that it's not going to be enough. The one thing
I'm worried that this won't be as good.
Yeah. Because... the one thing they kind of did in Wonder Woman was they made her super OP, you know, super overpowered, and she's essentially a god. So how can even a magical cheetah woman be enough now, you know? So that's kind of
a problem. You gotta nerf them. Yeah, and I can see what you're saying as far as villains go, because it does seem like a downgrade from Ares.
Yeah, from an actual god to a woman, a human that became a super villain because she's a cheetah.
Yeah.
How's that going to look on screen? Is that going to be a practical effect or makeup?
I don't know. Maybe.
So, I kind of hope there's another villain. You know, there's just one of maybe two instead.
She's not the real villain.
Yeah. I mean, she's always been a main villain to Wonder Woman, but I feel like, I don't know if she's enough, you know? So what's going to be the story? What's going to be the hook of this movie? So, I don't know yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, we don't know yet. All right. We'll have to see.
So, we got some info on a new Disney live action movie, which is a Lady and the Tramp movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, we haven't seen Lion King or anything about Lion King yet, but I think it's going to be a little weird to have, you know, I guess CGI dogs, I guess? They're not going to use real dogs, are they?
Yeah, that will be really kind of strange.
I mean, I think everyone likes Lady and the Tramp. I don't know if there's like a huge amount of people who are like, this is the best Disney movie ever. And it's like, it's going to cost a lot of money to have these dogs. And at least, you know, dogs really you know, are very familiar to viewers, so it might be kind of weird to see a fake one, you know? Are they going to have, like, real dogs and CGI dogs? Or are they going to just totally game it up and, you know, have talking dogs, like other of those stupid kids movies, you know? Where, like, their lips
move. That will be pretty bad, actually. Like, that will be kind of terrible.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, what is it?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
The Chihuahua movies and stuff like that.
Yes.
Those are awful.
Yes, they are. And, oh man, I don't understand why that would be a good idea.
We'll see. But another Lady in the Trap movie. All right, so let's keep going here. We got we got a new announcement for a new DC Comics movie.
Oh,
this is based on the New Gods.
Oh, that's cool.
So, what are the New Gods, James?
The New Gods are basically kind of hard to describe them. It's like the DC version of the Celestials. Do you know what the Celestials are? Like the gods of the DC universe, essentially, you know, like Darkseid, and Darkseid is actually the best example of the New Gods. They were created by Jack Kirby when he left Marvel. He created the
and it's a whole cast of
he was the one who, you know, designed those.
So, like, they have their own planets, and,
yes. There's, like, Apocalypse and then New Genesis. New Genesis is, like, I guess the good, where the good ones live, and then Apocalypse where all the evil ones live.
But there's, like, a lot of melodrama there, and
yeah,
a lot there. It's really interesting. Like,
yeah, it is really interesting. Like, there's, I forget his name, but, like, he knows everything. And, like, he sits on a chair. That's one of them.
So we have Orion as one of the main good guys. He has, like, a jetpack or something. And the High Father and New Genesis are also main characters here. And the Mother Boxes that were introduced in Justice League are a
yes.
main thing here. So,
yes.
Darkseid and Apocalypse, yeah. like you said. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of family drama here with just like, you know, not to give anything away if you haven't heard of them, but you know, some of them are brothers and sisters and they're related, and you know, people fight over who's the rightful heir to the throne, and it's really good. It's really interesting. It's the kind of thing that you definitely is enough material for a movie, if not like a multi-movie series, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing is that the director that they picked for this, I'm not a big fan of.
It yeah.
Ava DuVernay. And
yeah, and her only critics is that stupid adaptation of what is it, The Wrinkle in Time,
which. It's not a good movie. I liked it, but not.
And it bombed.
It's a bomb. It's a really bad bomb at that.
Yeah. It failed.
So that's the main thing she's been known for, you know, and it's poorly directed. That's one of the things.
Yeah.
I just don't know what's going on. I don't know who these characters really are. So it just. It's hard to care, and there's so mm-hmm. much characters in this, and it's a pretty lengthy and complicated, you know, story.
Yes.
With all the new gods. So I don't know if she's really the right person to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we'll yeah. see.
But it's such a big idea. It's a good idea for a movie. There's mm-hmm. definitely a lot there, a lot of interesting
yes.
characters, a lot of, you know, Darkseid is one of the best DC characters, you know.
Yes. Yeah. It's really interesting to see what they're going to do. And So, I also have another bit of DC news. Interesting. A little bit of comic news that's really cool. Do you know Scott Snyder?
No.
Okay, well, Scott Snyder has been the main writer for Batman for years now. Like, he's been the one writing Batman, and, you know, he's the person who made up Damian Wayne. Have you ever heard of Damian Wayne? The son of Batman? He's the one who wrote him. And recently, I think starting this May, he is taking over Justice League. And this is the cool part. Guess what the roster is of Justice League?
I don't know.
It's based on the animated series. So it has Hawkgirl and Martian Manhunter and the Black Green Lantern.
Okay, Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
No, I like Jon Stewart. I actually.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, it's really cool. And I think it would be interesting if this, like, sells extremely well. If, you know, maybe if they do a second Justice League, what if it looks like this roster?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's because I think that character roster is personally a lot better. I like it a lot better than like having Cyborg there. Like, if you ask me, Cyborg is not a good replacement to Martian Manhunter. Like, Martian Manhunter is way cooler, you know?
Oh yeah.
So we could discuss that later if we want. Like, we could do a DC, you know, show. And one of the things I'd point out is, you know, I think the Justice League movie might have been better if it, instead of, you know, Cyborg, who is probably the weakest character in the entire film, we had Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, it would have been another alien presence, and, you know.
Yeah. And him being there, to maybe, like, again, we can talk about this on a separate podcast, but I'm just toying around with the idea that, you know, it would have been really cool if, like, that movie, that's his first appearance because that's when he came to Earth or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Anyway.
Martian Manhunter is a Martian, just in case anyone listening doesn't know.
He's the last Martian of his kind. He's the last member of his species. And he's basically, as far as power scale goes, he can fly, he can shoot laser beams. Like, he has basically all the powers of Superman and then some, because he can use telekinesis, he can read people's minds, he can shapeshift. He's honestly very overpowered. you know, like the thing is with him is you wonder, like, you watch what he can do in, like, the show and things, and you're like, why isn't this guy why can't this guy beat Superman, you know?
Yeah, it becomes intangible too, so he can just phase through walls, and, you know, he could, you know, shapeshift to be anyone, and it, you know,
yes,
a really interesting character. I would love to see a Martian Manhunter movie, actually.
Yeah, and again, he's very he's a sympathetic character because, you know, he's the last of his kind.
Last in quotation marks, just like Superman's last.
Yeah.
Of his kind. Uh-huh. You know, there's others, Martians, but they're few and far between. Mm-hmm. But they eventually learn about other ones, you know, just like Supergirl.
And again, like, the thing is that he's been around since the beginning of DC. So I have no idea why they thought it was a good idea to throw him away for Cyborg.
I think because the newer comics had Cyborg as the main one, and they wanted to have a connection to...
I can understand it like that. I'm just saying, like, if I was directing the movie, I wouldn't have done that. I would have gone with the original roster, you know?
Yeah, they also put Green Lantern in, and you haven't introduced him again in this new version of him. So, I mean, that's, I guess, all things that they could do for Justice League 2 and have...
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I'm just saying, the Marvel Universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, doesn't constrict itself to what the comics are currently doing. They pay homage to what was originally there in the 60s and 70s. So I don't really think the argument, oh, well, you know,
you know, they have to follow the current trend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a completely different discussion. We should have a big one where we have everyone there, and we should all discuss about DC, you know?
Looked it up, and the woman that was directing New Gods, Ava Yuzana, she also was notable for directing Selma.
Yes.
Which, you know, is a very much a dramatic piece. And is an Oscar nominated movie. The thing is, you know, Selma being a drama and, you know, A Wrinkle in Time being a fantasy family movie, it still doesn't translate. Just because you could make a drama doesn't mean to make action movies. And because you can make
exactly.
So that's where there's a lot of concern about her. That's like, you haven't really proven yourself good. Good, you made the, you know, a good, you know, Selma movie, but what else have you done, you know? And there's so much there, you know, there's so much struggling right now in DC. It's just like, okay, I guess she would work, but DC really, you know, Warner Brothers needs to get its crap together because they are struggling. And, you know, I don't see how, unless they have another major hit with, you know, Aquaman, which I don't see that happening. I see Aquaman being a mild success, if that, you know. I don't see how they could continue on unless, you know, I guess if Warner Brothers is desperate, they'll just keep going. But it's kind of just sad because Justice League made like $250 million. That's nothing compared to, you know, compared to Avengers or even, you know, Black Panther, which is over $1 billion now, you know. It's sad. Justice League can't even barely made a quarter of that, you know.
And I mean, it really goes into perspective of like, what's the future, you know?
And like, even the DC movies, they really are completely polarizing. You either hate them or you like them, but there's no real, you know, middle ground. And I could like them, I just don't love them. And you know, I think Marvel just has run the table with them and owns Marvel, you know, everything comic book. You know, even Deadpool, which looks like a lot of fun. They're not really directly attached to it like they are with the MCU, but, you know, though Deadpool and Logan work really well, you know, so we'll see what happens. All right, let's go on to the next topic. So recently, Samsung actually had a LED theater be installed into a movie complex. So, do you understand what this means or no?
No, you're going to have to explain it.
Okay, so, you know, Samsung, which is a big manufacturer of electronics all over the world, you know, they have LED technology, which they use in TV sets, you know. So a lot of TVs, the really thin kind, are LED, which I forget what that exactly stands for. But this LED theater essentially is one gigantic movie TV screen for the theater. And what they are talking about is that this technology is super bright, super crisp. So it allows 4K HDR, bright 3D, and the picture is good at any seat. So you don't have to sit in the middle. You know, you could sit in the very top, or you know how there's like a really good area, like the middle of the theater that is good for 3D. And like if you go too high, it doesn't work right. If you go too, you know, close to the screen, it doesn't look right. This fixes that. So
that's kind of interesting.
Light emitting diode, you know, is a generation of TV or monitor system. So this is a giant monitor.
Like it makes me wonder, what are they gonna do? I guess.
So yeah, this is one theater is actually there with the LED, and they're planning to try to do more all over the world. But that way you don't have to worry about a movie being too dark in 3D or not having...
So, I mean, with IMAX?
Well, it's going to be Samsung, so it won't be IMAX, but it will be, you know, just you go to that theater and you know that theater has, you know, that.
Yes. Awesome yeah, screen. Exactly.
So that's really exciting. That's something that is, you know, people have said that they watched it. It was really good quality, and it just is the improvement. You know, a lot of people complain about how dark 3D movies become and how it's just not as good looking, you know, not the 4K HDR. You know, it looks pretty good, but, you know, the screen doesn't look as good if you're watching it in 2D sometimes. So having this as a actual screen, you know, basically a giant TV that's really good quality in the theater instead of projection, you know, could be a big way of changing things forward in the future.
I can see that's possible.
So, yeah, this theater, this month, they just released it. So it's, you know, slowly but surely going to be changing theaters all over.
Sounds good, actually.
Yeah, and it's like 34 feet, and it, you know. So hopefully that's going to be a lot more places real soon. And, you know, you don't have to worry about the movie being too dark or not crisp enough or not bright enough, you know. So
yeah, and it's gonna be the perfect, you know, it'll look good.
So we got a new Fantastic Beasts trailer, and it looks good. I'm starting to get into it. Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of, it's hard to pronounce this, but it actually shows a new or at least a young,
Dumbledore.
Yeah, young, right? Dumbledore. The Crimes of Grindelwald. So it looks really interesting. You know, what do you think of the first one?
It was okay, I guess. I mean, for a movie that's like not really based on anything, it was okay. But
yeah,
you know what I mean? It was just okay.
Yeah, I liked it, but I didn't love it. It's not as good as the Harry Potter movie.
Apparently it's going to be like a series now.
This is the second movie. It's coming out this November. Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break, James, and we'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. 3D Wiggle provides software that lets you convert your 3D images into 3D GIFs and or movies that you can easily share on Facebook or Twitter. We have a 20% off coupon in the link in the description, and we also have deals from Amazon, and we also have a Patreon. So please click in the description to get more info.
All right, James, so we got a new Avengers trailer. Did you watch this?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Looks really good.
Looks like, what do you think about answering it? Your prayer about actually connecting Wakanda to the, you know, MCU. It's a lot of scenes in Wakanda, so
yeah.
I think the assumption that most people had with, you know, the soul gem being there is probably right.
Yes.
And you definitely see a struggle with Captain America fighting Thanos. And a lot of people are kind of worried about that. And it's like, come on, you know what's going to happen. Everyone knows it's going to happen. You know, they keep talking about how characters are going to die. You know, there's going to be characters that die. We don't know for sure.
For real this time. For real this time. Not like Civil War.
So we talked about this before, which characters we thought would die. But we actually have some news about that. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go back to the trailer. You know, we get quite a lot here. We get they're actually naming Thanos and having, I guess Gamora is talking to Iron Man on who he is and what he wants to do, and refers to a snap of a finger. He could obliterate the entire universe, which is actually a comic book thing. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah, so there's one point in time where he does get all the Infinity Ring stones, and he snaps his finger, and half the universe doesn't exist. So that's actually a reference to that.
Yeah.
And you get like Spider-Man, Peter being in the side of the bus and puts on his Spider-Man mask. Just like, come on, obviously people are gonna see that, you know. And you see Doctor Strange being tortured.
And I mean,
at the very end, you have Captain America or Spider-Man, Peter Parker, talking to Doctor Strange and like introducing each other. And it's like, oh, my name is Doctor Strange. It's like, oh, my real name is Spider-Man. And he doesn't know that's actually his character.
Yes. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
What else we got on this trailer, James? We got.
Yeah. What else can we note?
There's a scene with Thor with a bunch of electricity. I'm not sure what's happening there.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And like the other Guardians are near him. So I don't know if that's early on in the movie when he meets the Guardians of the Galaxy. But like
you see
the Groot is there with what's his name? Rocket?
Yeah. So
What else do you see here?
Hmm.
Oh, that scene between Star-Lord and Iron Man, but the fan. It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you get to see Thanos' helmet, finally.
Yes.
I know you were complaining about that last time.
Yes. That's my idea.
So yeah, it's a pretty good amount of content there, and it says the final trailer, which is like, okay, it's a month away. I would think there'd be another trailer, but I'm fine with that. I don't really need to see more, you know.
I mean, with like Spider-Man having like all these trailers.
So,
yeah,
we're gonna get into some spoilery stuff now. So,
yes,
if you do not want potential spoilers, we have not seen Avengers yet, but there is some news that might be spoilery. We're going to have a spoiler break, and that way you know there's spoilers, and you have all the show you've listened to so far, but. This would be a little extra part, so we're going to put a spoiler warning in right now.
Warning, this podcast contains spoilers. Warning, this podcast contains spoilers.
And so that was your warning. And so Chris Evans recently said to Hollywood Reporter that after Avengers 4, he's done with the character. Which means, A, he's quitting Disney.
Or yes.
B, he's being killed off.
Yeah.
Which we kind of thought that he might die, but it looks like a pretty big-ass confirmation that he's going to die in one of these movies. If not,
yeah.
So, what do you think? Is it really going to be a death, or is it just going to write him out of the story? Or
I don't. I don't know. I don't know. It depends how risky they are, though.
I mean, that would be, you know, I think having him and Tony Stark, Iron Man, die would be pretty impactful deaths, and it would be pretty huge, you know? Now, is it up to him, James? I mean, does it really matter what he has to say about the character? Isn't it ultimately Disney that has the final call when he's done with the character?
I mean, yes. So...
would you be sad if Captain does die in battle?
Yes, I would. Including, I mean, he's a good Captain America.
Yeah. I remember seeing interviews. I think a lot of the characters are really having a good look back because, you know, they already filmed it. They're just, you know, doing it in post right now, you know, getting all the CGI there. But a lot of characters are, like, looking back and it's like, man, how far we've come and, you know, how things are. And it's like, yeah, there's definitely going to be some big deaths and they're going to keep going, you know. You can't have, you know, Iron Man is the main character in the middle of the poster. Did you see that, James, or no? Like having Jesus pose?
Yeah. Yeah, and I have a feeling that they aren't going to scrap the idea of, like, because Age of Ultron said that he had a vision that he was going to be surrounded by bodies or something like that. That could happen.
Now,
you know what I mean? You know what I'm referring to?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I think a lot of rumor about Avengers 4 right now is about time travel. And that they're, like,
going
back in time to the original Avengers and changing things. And it's going to be, like, a Back to the Future 2 thing where they're, like, same characters, same scenario, but, you know, from the future going to the past kind of thing. So,
I don't know. It's possible.
I don't know how that works. If they, you know, basically ruin the movie that, you know, cinematic universe that way by changing things and, you know, fixing things. This is how they kind of reset mutants in there or the Fantastic Four in there because they messed up the timeline or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, will the death of theoretically Captain America or Iron Man be rebooted? You know, would they have another actor play them? Or would they continue, or they actually, like, be resurrected, or is it a real death? That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Because, you know, Superman died at the end of Tamers of Superman.
That's a point that can be made. Like, oh, well, just because, you know, Superman died, it's not like he can't come back, you know?
So are they going to have flashbacks with the characters in other movies, or is it going to be, that's it, you know? A lot of people are, I think a lot of people really will be surprised at the amount of deaths that might actually be in Avengers 3 and or 4, because we both know, James, that, you know, this is Thanos, this is the big deal. They can't be playing around. It needs to have real stakes, and actual characters have to die.
They have to take chances.
They have to.
They have to.
And that's a big thing in the Marvel movie comics is when Thanos comes around and has this big fight, there's legitimate deaths and rebooting and moving on. And so they did say, though,
it's just the nature of the Infinity Gauntlet. It's a literal living plot device. So it's the thing is that its ability to, like, shape reality. I mean, you could do literally anything with that idea, you know.
So how are things going to continue on after this? You know, that's the better question. You know, if they do kill off characters and they stay dead, how do they continue?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, Marvel will continue, you know, Disney will have no problems continuing on after the death of Iron Man or the death of Captain America, or, you know, minor characters like Vision or, you know, Nebula dying, you know. I don't think anyone's going to be too mad that, you know, Nebula dies. But she's very likely to die, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then same thing with Vision. He's very likely to die. You know, there's good at... People haven't seen Ant-Man, so it's like, okay, they have an Ant-Man movie after this, so is he, you know, in this movie, or is he not? And then people are it's the biggest crossover ever. I don't know if you've seen those memes. And everything in the MCU is going to feed into this. So,
yeah, exactly. It's gonna have to be massive, you know.
It's the longest MCU movie, so.
So.
Do you think they're actually gonna have, you know, some of the Netflix shows pop in here and, you know, Legends?
I hope so. I mean, realistically speaking, probably not. But I really want them to.
Maybe have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in here. You know, I would love to see Coulson reunite with and the Legends of, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
You know.
That would be real nice, you know.
If this... They're kind of hinting that it's going to be like the final season or the next season might be final of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, you know, that would be a good way to send off the show, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's basically it for this show, James, unless you have anything else.
Oh, no, I'm good.
And we hired two people, Henry and Jake.
Yes.
And Jake, he recorded some review podcasts already. And Henry is going to be recording some new podcasts coming soon. He's going to be the main person recording Ready Player One.
And yes.
He definitely said that he's interested in recording with us for Avengers 3, so he would definitely be around. He was going to come around for this episode, but I guess he had some other things pop up.
Yes.
All right, so that's going to be it for this podcast.
We now have a Patreon, and the link is in the description. Thanks for watching.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a little bit everywhere. Just look for us, 3D or 2D. And of course, review us on iTunes. And if you want to write us a letter, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. So that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.